So we were waiting for the stars to come out, and now they've suddenly appeared. And we welcome everybody on this beautiful day, which is the day which is actually personified day of Srimati Radharani, her appearance day. So her mercy and her personality pervade everything on this day. And for those who are connected to the spiritual energy, to the internal energy of the Lord, it is a day for asking for mercy, for making advancement, because Srimati Radharani is the most merciful. She's, as Sanat Kumara says, she's overburdened with mercy, so she's passing it out to everyone. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as most of us know, from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, is described by Swarup Damodar in a famous prayer that he personally wrote, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the combined form of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. They're combined. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Ladini Shakti Rasmat Eka Manav Afi Bhuvi Pura Deha Bedam Gatoto Chaitanyakyam Prakadamaduna Tadvayam Chaikyamatam Radha Bhava Duty Suvalitam Naomi Krishna Sarupam. Krishna is the supreme power, and he expands himself. Of course, along with the power, there's always his energy. Just as the Puranas describe, when there's fire, fire comes along with its energies. You can't separate the two. Esha eka desha stitasya agnir jochna vistarani mata parasya brahmana shaktis yatedam akilam jagat. The comparison is given that just as there's fire, and a concomitant aspect of fire is the heat and the light, so similarly, the supreme, powerful Krishna is always accompanied by his powers, his expansions. And we see his energy everywhere. So it's the energy and the energetic. And it just so happens that the Supreme is the Supreme Enjoyer also. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Bhoktaram Jagatapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Suridam Sarvabhutanam Gyatvamam Shantim Richati. He's the enjoyer of everything. It's his nature. He enjoys relationships and rasas. He's the rasaraj. And therefore, he enjoys technically with himself, but he's expanded himself into two for his own enjoyment. This is Radha Krishna. He doesn't enjoy in any ordinary way like some one who is enamored by the material energy, because he's the source of all energies. He can't come under the control of the material energies, but he expands himself into his internal potencies, and then he enjoys. And so Srimati Radharani is the source just of all those internal energies and the first expansion. Krishna is described Ishvara Parama Krishna Sakchidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. He's the cause of all causes, and he's transcendental. He has an eternal, blissful, spiritual body. Om Purnam Adak Purnamidam Purnat Purnam Udachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vishishite. And everything emanates from him, but although it emanates from him, he remains the complete balance. He's not diminished by his expansions. And he has many, many expansions called Vishnu Tattva. He's the origin of all Vishnu Tattva. Srimad Bhagavatam says that he's Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. He's the original. And from him, Ete Cham Sakalapum Sam Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Indrai Vakulam Lokam Mridayanti Yuge Yuge. Unlimited other Vishnu tattvas expand from Krishna. Sri Brahma says in his Samhita, Departure eva hita shantanam abhyupeta, dipayate vrivata hetu samana dharma, yas tadrig eva hita vishnu chaya vibhati, govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. That it's just like one original candle, and that lights many other candles. They have the same quality of light, but there is one original candle that's lighting all those other candles. So Krishna expands himself into unlimited Vishnu tattva expansions. And in the same way, Sri Radha is the source of all the Shakti tattvas. She expands herself into the queens at Dwarka, also all the Lakshmis in Vaikuntha are expansions from Srimati Radharani. And in the material world, the personification of the material energy, Durga Devi, is also originally and ultimately an expansion from Srimati Radharani. So we see Srimati Radharani, she's holding her hand like this and giving benedictions to everybody. And Durga Devi, she has 10 arms. And she rides on a tigress. And she has the Trisula, that three-pronged kind of spear. And that represents the threefold miseries, adiatmic, adibhotic, and adidaivic. And who's she jabbing with that? Me, definitely me. Then, if you try to get away from Durga, Durga means difficult to go. It's very hard to get away from Durga. Impossible, actually. The universe is packed up. And this is described in the Brahma Samhita also, how packed up we are in this material nature under the care of Durga. I use that word care as someone who runs away from home might have a run away to a bad home and have a bad foster parent and be under that kind of care. So we have the choice of taking the benedictory hand, lotus hand of Srimati Radharani. Oh, just a reminder, with cell phones, it's good sound when it goes off in class, because when a cell phone goes off, it means you've purchased a Shriyashapanishad for $5. So we'll keep track. If your phone goes off, we can make a collection. You can have the hand of Srimati Radharani, who's giving benediction, or the 10 arms of Durga Devi, who catches and pulls us back and is using her Trisula to inspire us to surrender. And that's what the prescription is by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. Although Durga Devi is impossible to get away from by my own strength, Daivihi esha gunamayi mama maya duratyaya mameva ye prapadyante mayametam tarantite. If I surrender to Krishna, then I'll be released from that energy and take shelter under the spiritual energy. So just as Krishna has his Vishnu tattva expansions, Radharani has her Shakti tattva expansions, so similarly we are also expansions from the Lord. Vishnu Shakti Para Prokta Kshetra Gyakya Tatapara Avidya Karma Samgyanyan Titira Shaktirishite Tritiya means there's three energies the Lord has: his expansion, his internal energy, his external energy, which is going by, and his Tatasta, or the Jiva, the Mamayvamsho Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana Manakshastan Indrayani Prakriti Stani Karshati, described by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, that the soul is like a fragment. It is a fragmental part, eternally separated, like a spark from the fire. So those sparks expanded from Krishna, they're tatastha, and tatastha means marginal. And Srila Prabhupada gave the example of the demarcation on the beach. A beach is actually tatastha. It can be wet or dry, and at different times of the day it is. It's sort of neither here nor there. It's in the middle. It's marginal. So the marginal energies of the Lord, the little jivas, the sparks from the great fire, can be attracted to either energy, Krishna's external or his internal energy. And because of the size of the soul, he's chitkana, he's a tiny particle, he's controlled by one of those two energies. So in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Mahatmanastu mam partha daivim prakritim ashrita bhajantyananya manaso gyatva bhutatim avyayam. That the Mahatmas are those who are taking shelter under the internal energy of the Lord. And that means Srimati Radharani. She personifies the internal energy of the Lord, the Hladini potency of the Lord, just his pleasure-giving potency. And I'll read from the Bhagavad Gita this verse from that I just recited, Mahatmanastu mam partha. Would you like to repeat it once? Mahatmanastu mam partha daivim prakritim ashritaha bhajantyananya manaso gyatva bhutitim avyayam mahatmanaha. The great souls, two, but mam, unto me, Parta, O Sanaprita, Daivim, divine, Prakritim, nature, Ashritaha, having taken shelter of, Bhajanti, render service, Ananya Manasa, without deviation of the mind, Gatva, knowing, Bhutva, of creation, Adim, the origin, Avyayam, inexhaustible. Translation. O Sanaprita, those who are not deluded, the great souls, are under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible. Srila Prabhupada's purport. In this verse, the description of the Mahatma is clearly given. The first sign of the Mahatma is that he is already situated in the divine nature. He is not under the control of material nature. And how is this affected? That is explained in the seventh chapter. The one who surrenders unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, at once becomes freed from the control of material nature. That is the qualification. One can become free from the control of material nature as soon as he surrenders his soul to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the preliminary formula. Being marginal potency, as soon as the living entity is freed from the control of material nature, he is put under the guidance of the spiritual nature. The guidance of the spiritual master is called Daivi Prakriti, divine nature. So when one is promoted in that way, by surrendering to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one attains the stage of a great soul, Mahatma. The Mahatma does not divert his attention to anything outside Krishna, because he knows perfectly well that Krishna is the original Supreme Person, the cause of all causes. There's no doubt about it. Such a Mahatma, or great soul, develops through association with other Mahatmas, pure devotees. Pure devotees are not attracted by Krishna's other features, such as the four-armed Mahavishnu. They are simply attracted by the two-armed form of Krishna. They are not attracted to other features of Krishna, nor are they concerned with any form of a demigod or of a human being. They meditate only upon Krishna in Krishna consciousness. They are always engaged in the unswerving service of the Lord in Krishna consciousness. In the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all of the associates, all of his associates, are from the spiritual world. And they're the same associates that come to Boma Vrindavan when Krishna performs his pastimes here. And those associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu include Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Roy. In the later pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Jagannath Puri, they stayed with him for the latter part of his pastimes and were with him constantly. And they helped to increase his mood of separation from Krishna. And the great acharyas have identified Ramananda Roy and Swarup Damodar as the intimate associates of Srimati Radharani, Lalita and Vishakha. And then there are the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. And among them, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami. Rupa Goswami is one of the sakhis, or the assistants of Lalita and Vishakha, who assist Krishna in his pastimes, assist the gopis in their pastimes to serve Krishna. And there's very special quality about those devotees who assist the gopis, called mandaris. It's very important, and it's related to what we can very specifically take from Radhashtami today. And that is their mood of service. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's a definition of lust and love. Atmendriya Priti is called lust. It means I have an affection for the senses. And it's compared to iron. Whereas love, Krishnendriya Priti, love for Krishna's senses, and a desire to satisfy Krishna, this is like gold. So although the two of them may be metal, they're very different kinds of metal. Also in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's described how one is like the bright sunshine and the other is like the dark moon night. So the mandaris who serve the gopis in Vrindavan have a mood of selfless service. They're described to be like the leaves and branches and twigs of a creeper. And Srimati Radharani is the creeper, but they're the twigs and the leaves of that creeper. And when they serve Radha and Krishna and assist them in their pastimes, then the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita describes that those leaves and twigs enjoy 10 million times more than even the creeper itself, what to speak of Krishna. So there is a mode of service. In fact, in the spiritual energy under the protection of Srimati Radharani, Radha means, a lot of devotees ask this question, why isn't her name mentioned in the Vedas? Or why isn't it prominent in the Srimad Bhagavatam? Radha Krishna Prabhu wrote me this morning and asked me that question, but it always comes up. And there are several reasons for that. The name Radha indicates that she's the best servitor of Krishna. No one serves Krishna better than her. And it's indicated indirectly in the Srimad Bhagavatam by Shukadeva Goswami in what is called parokshavad, or indirect speech. He indicates, or but he doesn't speak about her directly. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains why, and that is because Shukadev Goswami, when speaking to Maharaj Parikshit, had 7 days. Everyone knew it. Why? Because Parikshit Maharaj had accepted the curse on his head to die in 7 days by Sringi, had sent forth this magical curse about a snake bird that would bite him. So he had limited time, and Shukadev Goswami knew if he said the name of Radha directly and mentioned her directly, that he would go into a trance of ecstasy and lose consciousness. And he didn't know when he'd come back out of that. Therefore, he avoided speaking directly about Radharani in the Srimad Bhagavatam. But actually, there's reference to Radha Krishna even in the Rig Veda, but it's a very indirect reference. But the Goswamis have brought it forth. And it's compared to the pastimes of Radha Krishna is compared to a mine of nectar. Now, when you're mining something, you have to have a little knowledge, because most people, if they walk by a diamond mine, they don't know what it is. They can even kick a diamond and think, there's a rock in my way. But somebody who's a geologist and has studied the science and knows where diamonds are to be found will recognize, oh, this is a likely place and that's where it is. And then, hey, by the way, that's a diamond. It's covered over right now, but they bring it out and they clean it and they polish it and they cut it and it becomes the most valuable jewel. So the Goswamis, Nana Shastra Vichara Naika Nipuno Sadharma Samstapako, they brought out from all the Shastras the clear understanding of the pinnacle of spiritual life, which is the service of Srimati Radharani. And they revealed it to the world. This was the great treasure that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bought. He empowered Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami personally so that they could do this. Just as Lord Brahma at the beginning of creation was empowered by the Lord, Taini Brahma Hridaya Adikavaye. He was the original person of the universe. Krishna entered within his heart and empowered him with knowledge that he was able to disseminate. So similarly, Rupa and Sanatana were empowered like that also, to bring forth this knowledge. And Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Yavan Arta Udapane Samplutodake Tavan Sarveshu Bhuteshu, that unless you know the purpose of the Vedas, you can't bring out the very essence of them. So the Goswamis, they're in this line of spiritual, eternal associates of the Lord, including Raghunath Das Goswami, who is Rati Manjari in his eternal service to the Lord. But there's a hierarchy there also, that Raghunath Das Goswami prays to always remain a servant under Rupa Manjari, who is in the pastimes of this world when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes, Rupa Goswami. All the associates, even though they may have male forms in the Leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they had the original sentiments of the Manjaris or the Gopis, who are their original forms in the spiritual world. So, there is a hierarchy coming from Krishna himself, from Radha Krishna himself, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who came to distribute this knowledge. Anarpita chirim chirat karuna yavatirna kalo samarpa yutum unato jvala sarasam bhakti shriyam. The highest rasa or understanding is this love between Radha and Krishna, which is epitomized by completely selfless love, not like the so-called love of the material world. So he came to bring this highest conception. His associates who came with him to this material world to help him with his pastimes also brought that out. As I said, they were empowered and they brought out the literatures that the Goswamis gave to us. And they come in a line of disciplic succession in which they teach this process of devotional service. So, related to this verse, Mahatmanastu mam parta daivim prakritim ashrita. Bhajantyananya manaso gyatva bhutitim avyayam. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada is saying, how do you become a Mahatma? How do you come under the direction of Srimati Radharani? How do you? What did he say in the purport? Just out of curiosity. He said that to become a Mahatma, you must associate with a Mahatma. Mahatsevam dvaram ahurva muktes tamo dvaram yoshitam sangi sangam. It's the process for becoming a Mahatma. He says you associate with the Mahatma. Then you come under the control and the protection of the internal energy of Srimati Radharani. And therefore, there's this process that we are taking shelter under Srila Prabhupada and his associates. And by that, we are associating with the Mahatma. Who can argue that Prabhupada was a Mahatma according to this definition? Always chanting the holy name of the Lord. Everywhere he went, he distributed Krishna consciousness constantly. And was constantly thinking of Krishna. Who can write all these books in constant trance and meditation and present it to the world like that? So by the association of a Mahatma, one becomes Mahatma. This is the process. And what was Srila Prabhupada's, what did he teach us? Well, one thing that he said was that the mood of the gopis in Vrindavan, he clarified, actually, I have a nice quotation. There was some controversy at one point because the devotees who were performing Sankirtan means with great gusto, devotees were going out to distribute books and the holy name to as many people as possible. In fact, it was at fever pitch. In the 70s, and some devotees were really pushing it. And one devotee was saying that this process of Sankirtan, that is going out and meeting people and giving them Krishna consciousness, trying to convince them to take to Krishna consciousness, devotees would give them prasadam and try to get them to say Hare Krishna. Take a book, anything to connect them to the internal energy of the Lord. And someone was preaching that this is just like the gopis, just like the manjaris. That's what they do. They're not thinking of themselves. They're selflessly thinking how to bring Radha and Krishna together. And Radharani's always thinking how to bring the manjaris to have association with Krishna. They're all thinking of the other, how to bring someone else closer. So this devotee was saying that this Sankirtan, going out and bringing people closer, thinking of their wealth, their spiritual welfare, this is like manjari bhav. This is the idea of the manjaris. And then some devotees complained. They said, wait, hold it. You've gone too far. You're becoming fanatical, maybe even sahaja. And how did they solve the problem? Well, they wrote to Srila Prabhupada and asked him. And here's Srila Prabhupada's answer. I don't think I'll read the whole letter. I'll just, because there's parts that aren't directly related, I'll just read the one paragraph, which is very short, which is one sentence, which answers the question. My dear Nandulal, please accept my blessings. I beg to acknowledge receipt of your letter of May 23rd. This was in 1974. He said, the explanation given by this devotee that Sankirtan is Lord Chaitanya's Leela, which he compares to the gopis trying to engage others in Krishna's service, is the correct understanding. So, Srila Prabhupada is a Mahatma. And he taught us this mode of service, not to try to directly associate with Srimati Radharani. And in fact, at one time in Los Angeles, there was a infamous gathering of devotees called the Gopi Bhava Club. And devotees were coming together to selectively talk about Krishna and the Manjaris, and they shunned Bhagavad Gita and said, that's ABCs, whereas we're going to talk about the higher topics. And Srila Prabhupada became very disturbed by that and disbanded both the clubs. There was a men's and a women's gathering. And there's something to be learned from that. It's not in an artificial way that I can associate with Srimati Radharani, or I don't need to artificially try to cultivate Manjari Bhava by reading selected parts of the scripture. Nor will I be able to enter into that realm artificially in any way. But according to this verse, Mahatmanastu mam partha daivim prakritim ashrita, by association with a Mahatma who is coming in chain from Srimati Radharani, this is the what we call the parampara, one after another, that one associates with one who has associated, 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 down a line, down a chain. And because of that, and one picks up the mood, as Prabhupada has given us practical service, to serve together in a selfless way, selfless service. This is the essence. To help bring others closer to Krishna. Under that direction, with that kind of service, then we become connected, actually, to Srimati Radharani, and we can actually attain her benediction by that process. So, coming together today to hear about Radha and Krishna and to celebrate this day is not something artificial or something where we need to try to screw our mind into a point where we can understand something esoteric. But there's something very practical about the association that we have under the direction of our founder Acharya, together serving in a selfless way and carrying on what the Acharyas always do, and that is to promote Krishna consciousness to others, to give others a chance to come closer to Krishna. This is the greatest kindness. As Ramananda Roy told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there's only one kind of suffering in this world. Can you grab the harmonium and just bring? And that is separation from the Vaishnavas. So, Radhashtami, the connection to Srimati Radharani is very real. And it's very practical. And it means to learn the method of service as passed down to us through the disciplic chain, and to practically employ our senses in that service, in that daily service, to help others become Krishna conscious. And of course, we also ourselves have to become Krishna conscious. Because as Satyadev Prabhu once told me, they taught him in paramedic school on the first day, a dead paramedic cannot save anyone. And therefore our motto, which is saving one person at a time, beginning with myself. So glorifying Krishna by chanting his names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, is great service. That's what the Manjaris do. They're always singing about Krishna. That's what Srimati Radharani does. There are as many ragas as there are species of life. There are as many ragas as there are species of life, and out of all of those, there are 16,000 ragas which are especially prominent amongst the gopis of Vrindavan. And all of the devotional songs which we imbibe through disciplic succession are actually coming from them, from the spiritual world. And the process of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and performing Sankirtan, which is called Prem Sankirtan. It's a very special kind of Sankirtan. It's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought from the spiritual world as the combined form of Radha and Krishna. And that is the same singing that goes on in the spiritual world to glorify Krishna. That sound, that music, is what changes one's heart. The heart must melt. It has to become flexible, and then it has to melt. This is the process of spiritual life. Evam vrata swa priyanama kirtya jitana rago jita chuta uchar. Which means that the heart becomes druta or melted by the process of chanting Prem Sankirtan. By hearing the music, the rhythm, and the sound of Krishna's names, the heart melts. This sound is coming from the residents of Vrindavan. This is what they do. They sing Krishna's names. And there, every word is a song. We hear this from Brahma, who had a vision of the spiritual world, and he heard the rhythms coming from the spiritual world. How every word is a song, every gate is a dance. Those rhythms, they're so intricate, and they're so enchanting, and they're going on constantly there. Description in the Srimad Bhagavatam of the gopis who are churning butter in the morning, and the sound of their bangles as they're churning. It mixes with the morning air and the sunrise, and it purifies all the directions of the world. This is the sound of the spiritual world. It's all going on to glorify Krishna. So we're connected through service, practical service, which means selfless service, how to give others an opportunity to come closer to Krishna. This is Sankirtan. And singing together. This is the same activity that goes on in the spiritual world, singing the names of Krishna to the best ability that we can. And this is, as you'll see in the Brahma Samhita, you read the very long purport from the verse, Ananda Chinmay Rasa Pratibhavi Tabis Tabirya Eva Nijarupa Taya Kalabi Goloka Eva Nivasatya Kilatma Bhuto Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. How Krishna is completely spiritual, and all of his associates, Radharani and all of her associates who are serving Krishna, they also have spiritual bodies. Prabhupada went to great lengths to make sure that we understood this. It's not some it's not that Radharani is like some woman of this material world. She's completely transcendental. And in that purport to Ananda Chinmaya Rasa, describing that Krishna is there with Radharani and his associates who are assisting him in his eternal enjoyment, his lila, there is the description of the activities and the arts that they learn and that they employ in the service of Krishna. And what are they? Computer programming? Or... No, definitely not. Tractor driving? No. They all have to do with arts. They're all singing different kinds of instruments. They're playing on all kinds of natural instruments. They're weaving things out of natural things that come from the earth. This is what's going on in the spiritual world in Goloka Vrindavan, as described by Lord Brahma, who had this vision. So that vibration we're recreating here, or rather, it is flowing down to us through disciplic succession, through the great teachers coming from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, who is Radha Krishna, through his associates like Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Roy, through the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, past the same vibration comes down through the disciplic succession, and here we're chanting that same vibration, so it will have its effect. By taking a vow to be in the presence of that vibration, to take that vibration of chanting as one's life and soul, then one's heart will melt. And we are connected to the spiritual world through that, but we must perfect the mantra. We know the word Radha. What does it mean? The best servitor, the worship. It means the best worshiper of the Lord. And we know the word also Aparadha. What does that mean? Yeah, you put the two words together, like Apa and Radha. It means you're performing service imperfectly or incorrectly. Wrong kind of worship. You're making mistakes in the worship. So as we continue our chanting and our process of serving, we must be vigilant to not be in the realm of aparadha, but in the realm of radha. We want to come closer to the perfection of service. And that's difficult when I'm dragging around a material body. It's very clumsy and inconvenient to have a material body. But we make the best use of a bad bargain. And we use it as much as possible in the service of the Lord. And by the sentiment of sincerity in our service, sincerely praying to Radharani, especially on this day and every other day, to perfect the mantra, to perfect our chanting, to not maintain material desires while chanting, which are a great burden. Anartha, which means against our own interest, letting those go, and perfecting our service the way, following in the footsteps of our acharyas, then everything becomes possible by this process of following in the footsteps of the acharyas, the mahatmas. And this is the process for becoming connected to Srimati Radharani through following the disciplic succession and the process given to us by the Lord's eternal associates in the form of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, especially as we are Rupanugas. And the process has been practically given to us, that is, given to us in a way that's practical for us to practice, even in the midst of this, what is it? A morass of and difficult circumstances in the Kali Yuga, which are becoming seemingly more difficult, very hard to live or move in this age. So we should take full advantage of Radharani's association through taking association with the Mahatmas and the process which is passed down by the great Acharyas, who are actually eternal associates of the Lord. And then, guaranteed, we will have success. Even if I'm imperfect now, if I have that sentiment and sincerity to follow that process, Bejare Muniyotagre Bhagavan Tamadhoksajam Satvam Bishudam Shemaya Kalpante Yenutaniha. The Bhagavatam, Sutta Goswami says that the great sages all worship Lord Vishnu, who is beyond the three modes of material nature, because they know that's the only way to attain the highest benefit. And all others, even if they're not perfect, even if they're from a low position, if they follow those sages and the same method they've given, they're eligible for the same result. So this is the practical reality of Radhashtami, that we have been given Srimati Radharani's association through the association of the Mahatmas and through the process of devotional service. And we can and should connect to her, to the internal energy, by that, by associating with Mahatmas and by taking the process ourselves vigilantly, especially the chanting of the Maha Mantra, which is association with Radha and Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And especially if we do that and vigilantly, vigorously give it to others, it will increase in our own lives, because that's the nature of the spiritual world. And also, as Prabhupada, as the great acharya that he was, the duty of the spiritual master is to arrange for his followers to have the best advantage to connect to Krishna, to make the most advancement possible Therefore, he encouraged us to preach Krishna consciousness vigorously, as well as take it ourselves, because by that we please Krishna and evoke his special mercy. It's as I read from this quotation from Srila Prabhupada, it is the mood and method of the gopis of Vrindavan. Om Tat Sat, Hare Krishna, Srimati Radharani Ki Jai, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Gopremanande, Hari Hari Bo.